Hi, this is Stan Starsky from Peace, Love, and Snacks, and I'm very happy to be speaking with Lori Popkiewicz-Alber. She is the founder and editor of Groovy Green Livin', and she's also been featured on ABC World News. And to get more information from Lori, she's got a great blog. So you should go check out groovygreenlivin.com, and that is groovygreenlivin.com. So that's groovygreenlivin.com. And Lori, welcome, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, very good. Hey, I love your blog, by the way. There's some really great tips there. And as you may or may not know, I wrote a healthy snack cookbook, and you've got some good advice as far as green snack attack. So why don't you sort of start us off in that direction? What type of things do you advise people when they have if they want to go green when having a snack attack?
Well, I think the best piece of advice that I can give people, and I actually am working with my three boys on this, is to anything you're contemplating purchasing, flip it over and read the ingredient list if it's not a whole food. And if the ingredient list is long, that's a red flag to me. And the reason being, it's extremely processed. The longer the list is, the more processed or the more likely processed the food is. So to back up from that point, the healthiest sort of snack you can possibly find would be fresh produce, fresh vegetables, things that are not at all processed. You know what they are. You know where they came from. That's the healthiest snack of choice.
Good. Very good. What about, and I agree with you, as far as when you see the words you can't pronounce, you know, that's sort of a red flag right away.
Yeah, yeah.
What about some of the packaging, too? I know there's been a lot of talk, too, about different chemicals and plastics, and that seems to be getting more and more attention in the media. Do you have any thoughts on that as far as the actual packaging itself, too?
Well, I always find it interesting. Actually, one of the most interesting pieces I wrote was about organic bananas. I think they were made, I can't remember the company that was producing them, but they were wrapping these organic bananas in plastic. And that to me was so incredibly ironic and really not necessary. The reason being, or my concern with plastic, is plastic can contain many chemicals that will leach into the food. So here we have a farmer who spent a lot of probably time, energy, and dollars growing bananas that are organic, and then the company that's going to sell them is wrapping them in a plastic wrap. So, you know, plastic wrap around produce is really a big red flag, I think, right up there with the long list of ingredients that are difficult to pronounce. So I would really try to steer clear from produce that is packaged in this manner. And I know that's difficult because most supermarkets, you know, you go into the supermarket, you walk down the produce aisle, and I would say most of their produce is packaged that way. So, you know, what I suggest is going to a local farmer's market, joining a CSA, which is Consumer Supported Agriculture, and finding different ways to access your produce and vegetables, or produce and, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Okay, good. And what was that? I'm sorry, that was a CSA, and that is a...
Yeah, so a CSA is... stands for Consumer Supported Agriculture, and it's this really great device that's blossoming around the country. You can go to, there's a wonderful site called localharvest.org, and it tells you all of the local organic farms in your area. You just plug in your zip code. And what happens when you join a CSA is you pay money up front that goes directly to the farm, and then each week they deliver to you, either it's to your home or to a close location, a box filled with various fruits and vegetables that are in season, that are local. And what's so wonderful about this is you're getting fresh produce directly from the source. There's no middleman, and it's not packaged in anything that could potentially be harmful. And you're also supporting a local farmer or a local business. So it's all around a wonderful situation. And most places within the United States and probably Canada as well have access to this great way to purchase produce from the country.
Interesting. You know, I'd never heard of that, honestly. That is great. And that, so that's CSA. And I think you cut out a little bit for whatever reason, but the website is, again, I'm sorry, what would...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So a great website to find local farms is called localharvest.org. And it's a very simple, easy-to-use website. You just plug in your zip code, and it will take you to a long list, hopefully, of, you know, farms and farmers markets that are in your neck of the woods.
Very good, very good. And with localharvest.org, is that do they list all organic farmers, do you know, or is it all type of farms?
That's a great question. I think I'm pretty sure, you have to double check this, but I'm pretty sure they list all local farms,
okay.
And the ones that are specifically organic are flagged as such, so you do have to look a little bit further.
Okay, good. Now that sounds great. I'm going to check that out. And I like the idea of getting either dropped off some fresh produce directly. That seems like a really neat concept.
It's great, and it's a win-win because you're supporting farms that may otherwise be struggling without the money up front. And I've done it for many years, I found that it's relatively reasonably priced or comparable to the supermarket, so you're not really spending more than you would be spending going to the supermarket. The only difference is you're getting a box of fruits and vegetables that potentially you may or may not choose at the store. You don't have the choice that you do when you walk down the aisle at the market, but I actually really enjoy that because I would, you know, I get things in the box that I would may not normally pick, and I have to be creative and find different recipes that would work for my family with a food item that we possibly may or may not have had in the past.
Yeah, no, I think that sounds great. When I go to the supermarket, I wind up buying the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah. I do the same thing. We sort of get set in our ways, so it's sort of an interesting way to eat and try new things.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. That does sound really good. Hey, I have to ask, too, you mentioned about packaging, and I used to drink a lot of bottled water, and I just wanted to see, you know, what your thoughts were. Since now I go and I've got a glass container and I fill up with reverse osmosis water and whatever types of water. But and it's cheap too. It's like 25 cents a gallon at some supermarkets. So a lot cheaper,
yeah.
And I think it's better all around. But any thoughts on bottled water as far as the packaging and leaching chemicals and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I could probably talk for, I would say, hours on bottled water. But, you know, I was also very much like you. At one point, I actually had those big jugs of water delivered to my home, and we had loads of bottled water around, and I think I've come full circle, as you have, and I really try hard not to purchase any bottled water, although at times it just happens, but for the most part, I really try to avoid it. And like you said, it's very easy to invest in either a stainless steel or a glass water bottle and fill it with filtered water or even sometimes tap water, which is many times extremely safe. And the problem with bottled water, there are actually a number of problems. We can start with the individual, meaning when you drink bottled water, when any of us drink bottled water, there's a potential for the plastic to leach toxic chemicals into the water that we're drinking. So all the claims about bottled water being healthy and safe and yada, 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 we're really talking about plastic potentially leaching into the water and making it harmful. So that's one major issue. Another issue is the bottles many times end up in landfills. They don't necessarily get recycled. I mean, think about walking down the street with a bottle of water. Many times there isn't a recycle container available, so people chuck it into the garbage can. And it ends up being extremely wasteful and extremely harmful for our planet. And if that bottle of water ends up in the in our waterways, it can actually harm our wildlife and has been known to harm our wildlife. They mistake it for food or prey and ingest it and then ultimately die. So it's bad all around. And the nice part is there are really simple ways to avoid it.
Yeah, no, that's true. I never really thought about animals eating the bottle, actually. I didn't really think about that angle, too.
Yeah, plastic in our waterways is a major, major issue for wildlife.
Huh, I never really thought about that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is good. Very good. What, anything else? You've given some really good tips. Is there anything else, Lori, that you wanted to maybe add? I know we're going to about wrap up in a second or two, but...
I got one more thing that I was thinking, if we could just jump back to packaging.
Sure.
In the stores, a lot of snacks, especially geared towards children, are individually packaged and, you know, marketed as extremely convenient, which they are. You throw a couple in your car, in your bag, and... really, if you think about it, that extra packaging is extremely wasteful and, again, adds a lot of plastic and a lot of wrappers to our overflowing landfills. So I guess all I would ask is just for all of us to have sort of an awareness when we go to the market and think about what we're purchasing and think about how it's going to affect the bigger picture, bigger scheme of things, and maybe think about using reusable snack bags, which my kids actually over the years have really become quite accustomed to and like filling their own snack bags with a variety of snacks versus using the individually packaged snacks. So just some food for thought.
No, I think that's great. I think you're right. It's really easy to kind of buy some of those small packages. And I used to own a vending route of all things. And so I was a distributor.
Did you?
I did. So this is my snack. This is my snack karma trying to come around. I'm trying to make up for just peddling all that just junk and crap and packaging. And it was, I mean, everything about it was terrible. But
you have really come full circle, I have to say.
Yeah.
In lots of ways, right?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm growing.
Yeah.
We all are. I guess so. But, no, that's really good stuff. That's really good tips because it's always good to have some good motivation, too, with bottled water. I mean, to give some more motivation other than just it's not good for you, but it's bad for several reasons. So I think that's great stuff, and that's really good. So let me wrap up. Thanks, Lori. I really appreciate your taking your time and some really good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
And once again, please visit Lori's website, and it really is fantastic. It's Groovy Green Livin', and once again, that's just Groovy Green, and the Livin', there's no G. So it's GROOVYGREEN, Livin' is spelled LIVIN.com. And thanks again, Lori, that we're going to wrap this up.
Thank you.
Snack time.